23 past 8, Blue Eyes not too far away. Caulfield Cup edition of the Friday Form Focus with the Goliath that is the Mick Sharkey, not too far away. And Max Lynch is a Goliath. He's a big man, a very, very big man. And he used to wear stripes of black and white. Now, after the AFL trade period, the stripes stay the same. The colours change to the brown and the gold. He's been good enough to join us this morning. Good morning, Max.
G'day, how's it going?
Good, thank you, pal. Nice to have you with us. Have you tried the jumper on yet? Have you seen what the different colour stripes look like?
No, I haven't yet. I've had the polo on, but yeah, I'm not sure how it's going to suit me. Hopefully good. Hopefully well.
So your name was discussed a fair bit through the last 10 days or so. What's that like to know that you, maybe not your career's on the line, but there's so much discussion about what your future might look like? How do you cope with that?
To be honest, I reckon it's pretty weird. going from, you know, just a bloke in Albury, growing up in Albury with my family and friends, and then seeing your name sort of in the papers and stuff, I'm sort of going, it doesn't look right being in there. But it was pretty cool as well, though, because actually when I found out that it was done and dusted and I got traded, my grandparents actually found out before I did. and then I got a call from a manager and said it's gone through. But then, yeah, it sort of almost got spoiled because, yeah, everyone else found out before I did.
Max, was it simply a case of enough's enough? You just completed your fourth year of football at the Pies, but you're still sitting behind, obviously, Brody Grundy. Darcy Cameron's still there. You go to Hawthorn now. Ben McAvoy is obviously a little bit older, but do you feel like there's a more opportunity for you at Hawthorn?
Yeah, that's the sole reason I thought that I'd potentially like to move clubs. Because of that opportunity that can be put in front of me. But it was a really, really hard decision because I really loved my time at the Pies. I got some of my best mates there. But it's been so good as well to learn off Brody off the past 4 or 5 years. But yeah, I thought it was time to sort of explore that because I want to see how I can go at AFL level and I think I can give it a red hot crack. So I just sort of needed that go.
So a lot of people think these conversations just happen really quickly and they, you know, you can just get to a club basically whenever you want. But when did you start speaking to your manager or even to the club about this is potentially on the cards?
It was actually about a year ago because we were in the hub and I'd played well for the majority of the year, but that opportunity sort of didn't really come. Brody's one of the most durable blokes around, so it didn't really have a week off. So, it was a pretty honest conversation at the end of the year about I could potentially explore my options, but last year was a bit of a weird year and nothing ended up eventuating. So it's sort of been a long time in the making. And then after another consistent year of footy, it sort of became a more real possibility for me.
How frustrating is that, Max? Because I must confess I had to just check a couple of times to work out how many games you played. I thought you played a lot more than what you have. You played two this year. Does it just get to the point where it's like enough's enough?
It's hard not to sort of let it get on top of you, I suppose. But I really focused on this year that regardless of what level I was playing, I wanted to sort of be the best teammate I could. So even though it wasn't essentially going my way and I wasn't playing where I wanted to be playing, I still really like tried to just think about how I can improve or how to still keep knocking down the door or put my hand up for selection. So even though, yeah, it was quite frustrating at times, I still had one of the best years playing in the twos with my mates and obviously played some good footy, which sort of led me to this point. So it was still a good result in the end.
And that, I guess that's the other part of it too, adding to that frustration, is that over the last 2 years, it's not like there's been a structured, consistent VFL competition to play in. So whether it's scratch matches or training, it's kind of hard to impress.
Yeah, well, it was a little bit like that, but I think it also, you're still getting in front of other clubs. So even though it might have not had a structured stat sheet and things like that, if you do a couple of good things well or you're still turning up every week with a good attitude, I still think it was held well by the coaches. So they still know what you're doing. There's still vision and things. So even though, yeah, like I said, it wasn't in front of crowds or it wasn't in front of, or it wasn't even 18v18 sometimes, it was bloody 13v13 at one point. But even though, yeah, it didn't look like normal AFL, it was still a good opportunity.
Do you go into Hawthorn and have to change something? Now, as you mentioned, Brody, unbelievably durable. But is there something in your game that you go, I need to change this physically, mentally, whatever that may be, to give yourself the best opportunity to play regularly?
I think the biggest thing for me is just trying to put on as much sort of physical size as I can. Running and my jumps and things like that have always sort of been my strength, but obviously not being the tallest ruckman around, I've got to sort of be able to match it with those bigger guys. So I think that's my biggest thing. And then also just, I think the more that I can expose myself against those better players in an actual AFL scenario, I think I can really grow with the game.
How much conversation did you have with new coach Sam Mitchell in the last 10 days?
We had one Zoom meeting just to sort of, I think it was sort of a test on my end, see whether they like me as a guy or not, but I think it went pretty well. And then I just met him the other day. I was in at the club yesterday, so I had a good chat to him then. But I actually had a little bit to do with him here and there outside of the last 10 days. It was during the year when we had a few scratches and practice matches and stuff. So I've actually played under him a couple times before. So
of course. That's hilarious. It's a funny world footy the last couple of years. And you found yourself at Hawthorn. Hopefully you have a fantastic career in the brown and gold. Long and prosperous career at the Hawthorn Footy Club. Good luck to you, Max. We appreciate your time this morning. Go get him.
Cheers. Thanks so much for having me.
Not a problem. Max Lynch, the big man, 200-centimetre unit, who will fall in behind your mate, Benny McAvoy, the skipper. Ned Reeves is the other ruck on the that's got a few games this season for the Hawks.
But McAvoy and Segler played a lot together, so I expect McAvoy and Lynch to play a lot together, or Reeves together, or whoever that may be.
McAvoy will stay in the ruck, do you think?
Yep.
Okay.
It's an interesting one, isn't it? I thought he'd played 15, 16 games. He's played three. I thought he'd played a lot more than that. I think he's got a bit... From what very small sample size we've got, it's an interesting one because they've gone not all in on him, but it's a big move to sort of say, no, we don't need Segler, we can bring in Lynch.
Well, they think Lynch and Reeves are
their
future.
Yeah.
McAvoy's still got a bit of football to play, but he's close to the end of the start, obviously.
It says to me that Adam Marinescus has retired effectively.
He's going to be defensive on McAvoy, isn't he?
Very defensive. I'm not sure why.
Why do I need to be defensive? He's captain.
I think it's a defensive point, mate. Nice to see you, Adam. We'll look forward to your company Monday morning.
Looking forward to it.
Have a great weekend, everyone. We are done for another week on The Breakfast Club. We'll be back with you 6 a.m. Monday morning.